Hello and welcome to Women in the Coaching Arena podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Jo Lott, a business mentor and ICF accredited coach, and I'm on a mission to help brilliant coaches build brilliant coaching businesses. In this podcast, I'll be sharing honest, not hype, practical and emotional tools to you to make the difference that you're here for. Hello, welcome to episode 12 of Women in the Coaching Arena. I'm so glad you're here. I had my Daring Greatly events yesterday and it was so wonderful that I really wanted to share a bit about future pacing, because I'm hoping that now my event has happened once, people are future pacing for the next one and others are painting the picture of what it felt like to be there, which will help me to arrange my next one and gain more attendees. So that gave me the idea of today's episode on future pacing to attract clients. So there's no better time to discuss future pacing than this next few months, because we are coming up to summer and future pacing allows people to visualize themselves in the most opportunistic times of year. Future pacing allows people to visualize themselves in moments of the year like the summer. We have a expectation of how things are going to look that summer. Same about things like Christmas or New Year. We start thinking, what will things look like by this time next year? So that's what we're going to dive into today. So first, let's talk about what future pacing is and why it's so powerful. So like I mentioned, my event, I didn't go into my event thinking about future pacing, but what I've seen come from the event is genuinely future pacing for more people to want to attend in the future. So future pacing helps us to paint that picture for our ideal clients of the future, and it allows them to see the results that they could achieve, feel what it would feel like to be there. It's about painting a picture which allows them to step into that picture and hopefully step into it enough that they actually want to do something about it and sign up to work with you. There are two types of future pacing techniques we will talk about in this episode. So firstly, we'll talk about the positive. Let's start with the positive. This approach helps people to visualize what the desired result will look and feel like. So one powerful word to use in your communications, social media posts, even when you're talking to people, is imagine. So that allows our imagination to start running wild. So for example, imagine if you had work you loved and could pick the kids up from school. Imagine if you were in great shape by summer. Imagine if you met that partner so you could actually take them to that wedding that you've got at the end of the year. It helps people to think, oh, that would be so good. And they can see that moment of time. So that's what we're doing here. By articulating the desired result, such as walking into summer with that partner on your arm or with that new role, then we help people to really envision themselves in that scenario enough to do something about it. It's like when my amazing clients say, what if it's not as good as I paint the picture of? I'm like, well, yeah, but can you imagine if all marketing just dumbed down how good that this might be? So would you go into a gym if there were that picture of a flabby person on the poster? Or do you want to think, wow, you know, it is possible for me to be really fit and walk inspired to look like that poster model? It's the same with a car. Like, they don't show you the advert of the car broken down on the side of the road, or the car looking like an absolute mess after your kids have like thrown their crisps around or something. They show you it when it's shiny, when everyone's happy, when everything is going well. So I know it's really hard, and it's definitely something I struggle with too, painting the picture, because what if it doesn't happen? Like, this is not within my control. There are so many things out of my control. But again, with all marketing, it's about really helping people to believe that it is possible. And most of the time, these things are possible. If you wanted to have a really clean, shiny car all year round, you can. You've just got to actually clean it and do a little bit of work. So it's the same when your people come and work with you. anything is possible for them, but it depends on the actions they take and how much energy and commitment they put into it. So I do feel you on the nerves about painting the picture, but this is the world we live in, and we want to help more people to actually get coached and transform their lives. And to do that, I believe that we need to get really good at marketing and sales, like the rest of the world is really good at marketing and sales. So let's move on to the second type of future pacing, which is the negative side. So this technique amplifies the pain or negative consequences of not taking action, because we rarely stay still, actually either go forwards or they go backwards. Like if you, for example, flounder in your coaching business, then in 3 years' time, you will have lost a lot of confidence, lost a lot of money, and will probably go back to your job. Versus if you do something about it, you will remain higher in confidence. You will be taking regular action. The majority of people that come and work with me are 2 to 3 years in. They are at rock bottom. They are desperate to make this work. And I always love it if somebody joins quite quickly, because then they are not battered down by this point. So it's not quite as hard as it is when someone has lost all their confidence and is desperate. This needs to work this month because I've already spent years. So yeah, for me and my clients, that is my version of negative future pacing, which I don't use that often, but it does really frustrate me. So I think I should use it more often, because people think that there is no hurry to take action, whereas the only person missing out when they don't take action is them. So yeah, I really like negative future pacing. I have just convinced myself of this. So with regards to your clients, what are they missing out on by not taking action? So for example, they will reach New Year's Day again, not having changed roles. If, for example, you were a career coach, like what is it they're missing out on? And what is the negative consequence to them of not taking action? That they're getting more and more and more depressed, or are they going to burn out? Like what is going to happen if they don't take action towards their goal? The next exciting point is harnessing the power of both approaches. So by combining both positive and negative future pacing, it's a really powerful thing to do. So I often do this as a call to action. So imagine if in the next 90 days, you had implemented and actioned all of the elements in my program and were gaining clients and your business was thriving. Or are you happy to in 90 days be in the exact same position as you are now? If not, drop me a message. So that's a version of using both positive and negative future pacing together, because it's good to remember that we buy to avoid pain or to move towards pleasure, usually to move away from pain. So I was talking at my Dare Greatly event on Friday about the bleeding neck issue. Like unless it's a really serious issue, sadly, people are just going to limp on. So if it's a sprained ankle you help them with, so want to live a happier life, you know, that's nice, but it's not causing me enough discomfort to take huge action. And sadly, most of us don't. We all want to be the one to help people to avoid that pain. If everyone just was coached all of the time, then we would all be much happier people. But most of us only seek support when it's at critical level. It is serious. And for example, if you have that bleeding neck, you need to go to hospital right now and sort this out. You cannot limp on any further. So I had the good lesson about this, because again, I want people to come out of coach training school and come straight and work with me, because I know that there is a massive gap between coach training and having a successful coaching business. But at the point that people leave coach training, they don't know this yet. They don't know that it's really hard. So me trying to kind of save my earlier self and save my previous clients, you know, all the pain that they've been through trying to do all this on their own, it just doesn't work. These people are excited to build their business. They have no idea that it's going to be a little bit tough and there's a lot to learn and there's a lot of stuff to overcome outside their comfort zone. They don't know that yet. So that is why genuinely people do wait often a year or two prior to really seeking support. And there is nothing I can do about it. They will only come to me when they are in enough pain that they really need to sort this out right now. Or if I can inspire them enough to think, let's make this easy for you. I can help you show the way, and you can do that through positive future pacing. So to summarize today's episode, future pacing is a remarkable tool in copywriting, videos, sales calls, all communication, social media, your newsletter, because it allows people to see their future and compels them to take action. And I encourage you to implement these techniques and see the impact they can have on attracting clients. And there's a slight question mark in my mind, and I'm wondering if you're thinking it too, so I think I will address it. Is this ethical? Because are you kind of playing a game to make people believe something that isn't true, or to stir the pot, to make them feel like, oh my God, yeah, I'm really stuck here? But I just don't think so. It's all in the intention. As long as your intention is good, which I know as a qualified coach, it will be good. You want to help them to move forward. And sadly, we all stay stuck for way longer than we need to. So if we can do anything to inspire people to actually get help sooner and really make the most of their life and not spend years sitting there thinking they have no option but to be really unhappy, then I think it's our duty to get really good at this stuff and help more people to actually book coaching and transform their life. So I hope you will be using future pacing. I cannot wait to hear. In summary, we covered both positive future pacing and negative future pacing. Both are super powerful and you can combine them to use them together. So yeah, let me know if you use these and if it has a result for you. And like I say at the end of every episode, trust yourself, believe in yourself, and be the wise gardener who keeps on watering the seed. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Women in the Coaching Arena. Please come and say hi to me on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know how you are getting on in your coaching business and how you're going to go for your dreams this year. My name on LinkedIn is Joanna Lott, and handle on Instagram is @JoannaLottCoaching. And I'll also put links in the show notes below. Let me know if you found this episode useful, share it with a friend and leave me a review, and I will personally thank you for that. Thank you so much for listening. Speak soon.